Hi guys, welcome back to episode 5 of Diving Deep. But today we're going to be having a little shorter episode and we're going to be talking about tips to live more mindfully and infusing spiritual practices into that.
Yeah, so we are in our new apartment. If you're watching on YouTube,
yeah,
you will see.
It's not as pretty as the last one.
No.
I don't think, but
we've done our best.
Yeah.
We've put some plants around us and things.
We've made done with a bad situation. Well, it's not bad, but...
Yeah, and we've got some cacao as well.
Yeah, we do.
So get yourself a glass of whatever you
We could
like
do a full
drink.
Episode on cacao.
We could, yeah.
Benefits of cacao, yeah.
So good, so tasty. It's basically like a guilt-free hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're just going to get straight into this one. So we will see you in a minute.
Yeah. So spirituality and mindfulness are quite a similar thing. Mm. They kind of like fall off the back of each other, which is why we've chosen to do this episode after getting some feedback from people about how to live more mindfully. And I think we've infused that from being spiritual in the first place.
Yeah. And I think like if you watch the second episode on breaking spiritual stigma, we kind of go into why this is so important and how it's helped us and things.
Yeah.
But I think some feedback we got was that people wanted to know, if you're starting out and this is really new to you and you're sold on the idea, then how can you start to like infuse that into your life?
Yeah.
Because I found it scary.
Yeah. Like if you go straight into it, you're like, whoa, like,
yeah,
I need to meditate and I need to do these like really deep transcendental like meditations and things.
Yeah.
But you don't. It's so simple. It's just like stripping everything back to how we really should be. Because I don't know what you think of when you think of being mindful and being spiritual and stuff. You don't immediately think of woo-woo.
No, I didn't even realise the things I was doing was spiritual practices.
Mm.
I just started realising that I needed to be more present to deal with things I was going through, and then just like putting some meditations on, getting used to that, reading some books.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't have to be like diving in the deep end.
No.
Which I think some people think it has to, but it doesn't. But how did you start? Because you...
I went full on like law of attraction when I started, and I was like, law of attraction. I was like, you attract your reality by doing this and that. And obviously I was like sold on that, and I was like, oh my God, I can create this whole new reality. And then like, long story short, that kind of not fell apart, but I just realized there's a bit more. It's not about you attract this in. It's like, if you live more mindfully and you create a more like mindful presence within yourself, your reality just switches up and changes to become such more like so much more peace and so much more understanding and loving. Because I feel like the fundamental of being spiritual and being mindful is that knowing that everything is one, like realizing there's something else bigger than you. Like, I feel like we're on this earth and we think it's just us. I don't see how there's any way it can just be us.
No.
On this earth.
Yeah, and it's like that connection to yourself then connects you to other people.
Yeah, it's the whole thing of like law of what, like we are all one. If you think everybody else is like the same as you, we all come from this one like divine source energy, which is what I think.
Mm.
That realizing that helped me to, not that I was horrible to people, but stop being like, everyone is a reflection of you. And so why would you ever go and be horrible to someone else who is also you and also part of you? Like what you do onto someone else, you'll get done back onto yourself. Like it's all, it's just realizing there's a higher energy. You're not the only single person floating around this earth. Like there's something governing it all.
That's really interesting. And did you realize that through meditating?
That's a good question, actually. I think I realized that through the practices, through like law of attraction. And then I was like, well, what is, like, if I broke down law of attraction, what is law of attraction? It's energy. And it's that we are all one energy. And then I realized, oh, law of attraction is basically you attract what you are. You put out the energy. So then I just got into this whole like energy spiral and realized we all just come back to one. Mm. And then that's how to get closer to that, I started the meditation and stuff, which is a great practice too.
Was the law of attraction, that side of stuff, I've not really dived that far into.
Yeah.
Was that from like looking on YouTube?
Yeah, on YouTube. I think law of attraction is a good place to start, because I think I was at my wit's end and I was like, how do I change my reality? I was like, I don't like this. And then I found law of attraction. Mm-hmm. But I think at the moment it's been very like capitalized and like consumer driven and like, oh, this is with law of attraction, this is how you change your reality.
Yeah.
That's not the case. And I went into that very like headstrong and then was like, okay, wait, I mean, I need to ground back down, because I was very like, I get this by doing this. But now I just infuse more practices of like having it more of a lifestyle rather than something I need to go and achieve.
Yeah, it is. It does become a bit of a lifestyle, doesn't it?
Mm.
And I think for people that are new to all of this, like you can infuse these practices into your life in really simple ways.
Yeah.
You don't have to, obviously we've got the luxury at the minute of being able to spend a lot of time meditating, you know, journaling, all of these things. But I'm aware, like, people living a 9-to-5.
So aware.
They'll have, like, with a family of 5 or something, like, don't have
They'll
that.
Have, like, 15 minutes in the morning.
Yeah,
and if think, that.
And
I can't.
It's how do they use these practices to help them?
Yeah.
I guess that's what we're going to try and, like, pick apart for you.
Break down for you. Yeah. We'll do a more, not confusing episode, but, like, more kind of, like, deeper episode into if you've got more time, you want to spend, really go deep into this.
Yeah.
But I think at the moment, it's just, like, the base level
of
how do you do this. Where I feel like meditation is such a good place
to start.
To start. Mm. Because it's not meditate. It's just, it's not even like that. Like meditation, it's just sitting with yourself quietly. You can do 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
Yeah, and I think starting with a guided meditation is a really good way to start. Mm. Because I when I heard about meditation, I was like, God, I can't just sit there doing nothing. Like, oh my
Don't
God.
Don't leave me alone with my thoughts.
I literally
Please
thought
don't.
My brain's too busy to meditate. And that's that's the point. But I thought, oh, I can't meditate because I've tried that and I can't sit there. But actually, if you do a guided meditation, it's more about focusing on one thing. So whether it's the voice you're hearing or your breath, like whatever the one thing is.
Yeah.
And then you will have distractions from it, won't you? Like, that's normal.
We were saying this, the whole point of meditation is that people say, oh, well, I can't sit with my thoughts. Like, my thoughts are too heavy. It's not about obsessing over your thoughts and being annoyed because you have thoughts in your head.
Mm-hmm.
If you have thoughts in your head and you're aware of them, you're doing the meditation right. You see the thoughts and you observe them and you'll think you're on, like, a really good track. Like, 2 minutes in, you'll be like, okay, I'm following the voice. And then you're all like, well, okay, so what do I need to do tomorrow? Like, if I've got to wake up and then I'm going to have breakfast, but I've got to go and do this. And that's amazing that you're aware of, God's sake, I've gone off the meditation, I'm now thinking of this. You then bring yourself back to the meditation, and that's the whole thing. Your mind's gonna go to somewhere and you bring it back, and that's the whole thing. And don't get disheartened when your mind is pulling you elsewhere in that meditation, because that's the best thing.
That's the whole point. And that's, it's like working a muscle, you know. Like, it's like they said, I watched a podcast and they said the more your brain's distracted during meditation, the heavier your weight is for your muscle.
Oh my God.
So it's like, actually, it's really helpful. If you are really distracted, it's obviously more discomfort for you. It's not as nice. It doesn't feel like as pleasant to meditate, but actually the more you can bring yourself back from that place,
it's so good.
The better it is for you in the long run.
That's the whole point. If your mind's floating, or your mind's like drifting, what they say, bring it back.
Yeah.
And then that's like one point. Well done. You're aware your mind's drifted, and then you can bring it back.
Yeah.
Because it's having then through that the awareness that you're not your thoughts. Mm. And this is such a trippy thing for me, but ever since meditating, whenever I meditate and I see my thoughts and I bring myself back to the meditation, I'm like, those thoughts seem so distant from me. And I'm like, they're not my thoughts. So if I'm not my thoughts, then what am I?
Mm.
And then that's a whole, like, new thing to go into.
Yeah, it's bringing that gap in, isn't it? So that you can realise, oh, actually, you don't, every thought that comes into your brain, you don't have to automatically believe that to be the truth.
No.
And once you start to watch it, like, be the observer of your thoughts, like you said, then you can start to have power over it.
Yeah.
Because it's identification with those thoughts that leads to
suffering.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any identification with thoughts is like, you think you're your thought and then you suffer because of that. And also, this can be 5 minutes. So you can do 5 minutes of this.
Yeah.
10 minutes, 15 minutes. I mean, us in the morning at the moment, we're there for a solid hour. Like, our morning routines are so funny. We're opposite each other, all like up on the little sun deck up there. And it's, you're meditating and then you're doing breath work and I'm meditating and doing this. And we're literally like centimetres away from each other doing our own like little meditation practices.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in the morning, just set your alarm 15 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
If you wake up and you immediately like go on your phone, which is a whole other thing. But if you have time to go on your phone and scroll on your phone for 15 minutes in the morning, you have time to meditate. Just swap that over. Make that swap.
Yeah. And you'll feel so much better for it. Mm. Especially, like, I think paired with getting up early, everything, the world's a little bit more quiet.
I love it.
It's easier to go into your space. Yeah. Like, and you just feel more positive whilst you do it, I think.
Mm. They say that, don't they? They're like, if you wake up, I know it's a bit extreme, but 5 a.m., half the world's still asleep at 5 a.m. So think of the energy that you've bought, like, with what it feels like for everyone else to still be asleep. And you're like, I'm actually awake.
Yeah. And I like to think of meditation a bit like a toddler, like your brain, like a toddler. Because, you know, like if you're trying to get a child in bed.
Yeah.
And they come up with all these excuses. They're like, oh, I need milk. Like, I need a wee. Like, yeah, all of these things. And then as a parent, like, I'm not a parent, but you have to put them back in bed and just keep putting them back in bed.
I mean, so you think that is like your mind when you're meditating. Like,
that's how I think of it. I'm like, okay, I need to just keep putting the toddler back in bed.
That's like, so funny.
And then eventually, and it takes a while, but yeah, eventually it should stay in bed and understand, okay, now's the time for sleep. Now's the time for meditation. Like,
wow.
But that takes
and a having lot. That strict, like, not strict, but strict regime with your mind and being like, no, we're doing this. Mm. Because your mind will come up with excuses left, right and centre to not meditate.
Yeah.
Because your mind doesn't want to be left alone with its own thoughts.
No.
Your mind's like, please don't leave me alone with my own thoughts, like, for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But the higher part of you needs to go, no, come on, we need to. And then each time you actually look forward to it. Yeah. I look forward to my, like, half an hour in the morning in silence with no one talking to me, like, with myself.
Do you? Because I still find it a bit painful.
Do you?
I still find it painful. I do enjoy, like, a lot of it. I'll go into it thinking, oh, this is great, I get to meditate now. And then I'll be like, 3 minutes in, my brain's going, I'm like, oh, God.
My brain's wired, I can't change
it. Yeah, but then afterwards, I feel the benefit of it. And then I see all the benefit in life as well.
Oh, you will notice, honestly, if you start doing just 15 minutes a day,
yeah,
your life will, not your life will change, but your life will get so much, you'll see the compound effect of doing that.
Yeah.
Just like things at, I don't know, at restaurants, because we were at a restaurant the other day, weren't we? And it was to do with ordering food or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this waitress kept coming back to us and was like, we don't have this, and she was quite confused with our order, and she was like, oh, we don't have this gravy or something, because we were trying to get a Sunday roast in Bali somehow, and she was saying to you, because you're gluten-free, we don't have this gravy, and we don't have this, and we do have
no
that
Yorkshire pudding,
no Yorkshire puddings, and you were just like, okay.
Yeah.
And then she said yours is gonna be 10 minutes later than mine.
Yeah.
And you were just like, okay, that's fine. And obviously it annoyed you a bit because we were starving.
Yeah, we were really hungry. Mm. But we laughed about it, didn't we? Because I was like,
yeah,
I was like, Lauren, this is this thing. Oh, I called you Lauren.
Yeah.
I was like, this is that thing again.
Yeah.
Where, like, if it had been 3 years ago, I might have been like, oh, God's sake, and you start, like, getting agitated. I wouldn't have been rude to the lady, but I would have been, like, annoyed or agitated.
Yeah.
But I was, like, it was...
You thought if I didn't meditate this morning, I would have, like...
Yeah.
Been throwing hands like left
and right.
Where is my Yorkshire pudding?
Yeah,
make me a Yorkshire pudding right now.
Mm.
And so it just comes into that, like, daily practice. Like, the amount of times if I've been at work or something back in the UK, and as a waitress, and you say to a customer, "Oh, we don't have this available," and they will literally be like, "Well, that's not acceptable."
Mm.
What do you want me to do about it, for one? And also, I just kind of, like, walk away. It gives me such good presence to be like, okay, that's fine, and walk away. And in my head, I'm just like, you should have meditated this morning, because you wouldn't be half as angry as you were.
Yeah.
Now you just see the space and that it gives you, and you just don't need to react to things, because you cultivated that space, especially in the morning, of being quiet. And if you do that 7 days a week, think of how that practice, like, that's a good few hours of meditation you've done a week.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And the meditation, that period of time that you give to yourself in the mornings, it sets you up for those moments where you would just react to something. Mm. Like my sister says, she's a manager of a nursery, and she says they have a rule of respond, don't react. Because if a kid's, like, hitting you or something, you can't, like, if, you know, you might have some emotion.
Get back.
Yeah, like, you can't, you've got to keep control. And that actually, I said to her, like, that's giving yourself the space to respond how you want to, rather than react out of emotion.
Yeah.
Which is just a game changer if you're a sensitive or emotional person.
Yeah. I think on some level, like, in some kind of brain state wave, it brings, I don't know the exact science, but it brings your, like, brain waves down into a calmer state.
Mm.
And think about what that does for you for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
If someone cuts you off in traffic, you'll be like, okay.
Yeah, and you just let it go. Breathe.
And it's so nice when you notice that and you're like, oh my God, 5 months ago I would have been so angry. I've been beeping my horn, but now I'm just like, okay. And you kind of feel proud of yourself, and you're like, reacted in a very calm way.
Or you do react, and then moments after you think, ah, and you notice that you fell into it.
Mm.
And then you go, okay. And that's a win. It can feel like a lot.
For next time.
But it's a win, because you go, okay, I didn't respond how I wanted to there. And then you can change it. So it's a practice, you know.
Yeah, and I think morning ones are quite good.
Yeah.
As well, because another thing we were talking about as a really good tip for someone is technology. in the mornings. And I'm sure you've had everyone tell you, don't go on your phone as soon as you wake up in the morning. But they're so right. They are so right, honestly.
Yeah, it is a game changer when you don't do that.
Yeah.
Even, again, if you've got a busy life and you need to be up and doing stuff, like half an hour, first half an hour, just
get off your
phone. Turn your alarm off and then don't touch your phone. If you can leave your phone in another room, in the UK, I actually bought myself an alarm clock.
Did you? You went back to like 1960.
I did, yeah. But it was so helpful because I left my phone in another room. Mm. I knew I had my alarm to get me up, which was my alarm clock.
Mm.
And then I didn't even see my phone for the first however long.
Wow. The way I like to think about it with technology in the morning is you wake up, you've just been in this like dream realm state thing, and you wake up in the morning and you've got a blank slate. Like your brain, likelihood, is not thinking of anything in the morning because it's like, oh, I've freshly woken up. And as soon as it's like what you program with in the first 10 minutes is how it's going to go about like the rest of its day. And so if the first thing you do is look at your notifications and think like, oh, Jack's texted me this, someone's done this, my mum needs this from me, your brain is all of a sudden like fed. It's like what you're feeding it. It's what you're feeding your brain in the morning. You've fed it a bunch of external stimulation and for the rest of the day, your brain's going to be like, running on like 50 million miles an hour.
Yeah.
Whereas if you take that distraction away and for the first 15 minutes, you've focused on your breath, you've done meditation, you've sat there even in silence, or you've even read a book, you've given yourself, comes back to space again in the morning to just breathe and come back to yourself. And then when you're in that space, you can go and check your phone a bit later and come back to it and be like, okay, I've given myself my time in the morning. Because if you've gone on your phone, you've taken away your time and you've given it to everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a very easy thing to do. You know, you can go, oh, I'll just check this thing for 2 minutes, and then half an hour later you've been scrolling on these apps know how to get you. And
TikTok, oh my god, the amount of times I've had to download TikTok and then undownload it again,
yeah,
because I've been like, right, 2 minutes, 2 hours later.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And that kind of, and every day, it's not just in the morning you can do that, it's because we were saying you can do it during your whole like day. Imagine if you're at the shop or something and you're waiting in line, and the amount of people, just go on like the tube or something in London, and the amount of people sat there on their phones.
Yeah.
Because why? Mm-hmm. Like, look at the people who are sat there present, not on their phone, just taking that time.
Yeah.
That was a big one, wasn't it? Just finding peace and stillness in your everyday life.
Yeah. And people see it as a waste of time, and it's really not. You know, like having space to just go for a walk and not listen to anything, be with nature.
Yeah.
Like, look at a tree or something. Like, just
Go hug a tree. Go hug a tree and your life will be sorted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, it sounds so ridiculous. And people listening that have really busy lives are going to be like, seriously?
These two girls are telling me to go off and hug trees.
But even if it's just whilst you're waiting for your morning coffee or something, instead of scrolling your phone, be present.
Yeah. Stand there and just breathe and look, what's in my surroundings? Because the stuff, like, it's so true, but you start to smell the roses, and you do. You just start to notice, oh my God, that, like, there's a little groove in the wall that's there like that. And it's those little tiny present things. And you're like, that's really nice. Because we all get in such a habit of missing life. Like, life passes us by so quickly because we're literally like this, like entrained on our phones. And I will sometimes fall into that as well. Like waiting at the, getting something from the bakery, like down the road, and waiting for it if there's a few people in line for me, and just pulling up my phone and scrolling or like reading something.
Yeah.
And everything is happening around me, but I'm so entrained in my own bubble of like, this that I've...
Yeah.
You know when you kind of go on autopilot, then you come out, you get your coffee or something, and then you go out the shop, and then you're like, where did that like 5 minutes just go? Because that felt like I just like transported, because you put yourself in your own little bubble of not realising there's life around you.
Yeah, it's so easy to do. It's so easy to not be present in the moment you're in, and it is hard to do that. It's so hard, especially if you are busy and stuff. But I think we get into these habits of how we, you know, you wake up, you have your shower, but you're thinking about your meeting at 12, and you're in the shower, but your brain's in the meeting.
Yeah.
And it's like that throughout your day, and we get used to doing that. But if you can, there's little tips you can do as well that can actually break up those autopilot habits. Like, I heard you can brush your teeth with the other hand.
Oh, right.
And it'll just activate your brain, because it's a new feel, it's different. Mm. You will be more present in that moment. And again, this does sound ridiculous, but just teeny moments like this, give it a go. Like, give it a go, because it can really help.
Like, brushing your teeth, that goes so cool. Just try tonight when you brush your teeth, when you go and brush your teeth, do that in silence.
Yeah.
Do that in silence with no phone, like nothing, and just sit there and brush your teeth, and you'll be amazed at like how much more present you are, because it's all presence. And just once you fall in love with being present, you fall in love with this is the moment, like this is where I am and it's okay. And you cause yourself so much less suffering because your brain's in the here and now. Your brain's not in the past, it's not in the future, it's now.
Yeah.
And the now moment is perfect.
Yeah.
Which is what it all kind of comes back down to.
Yeah, that's like the most interesting thing. If you can be more present, then so much, you'll find so much more joy in the little things.
Mm, yeah, mm. No, 100%. And then it's interacting with other people as well, because I mean, we all have to go through stages where we deal with people who are not like too quite fond of, and like bosses or whatever it is. Mm. With all these practices, you'll then put yourself in a better position to deal with other people and like come across other people. Like if your boss is getting at you for work or something, rather than snapping back, you take that time to go, okay, that's fine, and you go and take yourself off, because you've cultivated these practices within. It is like it's working a muscle and it's changing your inner state.
Yeah.
To become a much more happier, calmer person.
Exactly. And it's not about pandering to that person.
No.
It's about like noticing, okay, I'm not going to respond out of an emotion. I'm going to just think, and then I will calmly respond, and you can still put your point across.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to just go okay and like hide in the corner. You can say what you want
with
to
a
say.
Lot more presence, because you kind of like are just aware of so much more. Like we can't stress enough how much meditation does that for you, that makes you aware of yourself, and so you don't kind of act on autopilot of like, I'm gonna punch you in the face in a second. It's like no, I'm gonna smile, and I'm gonna go away and maybe like cultivate myself and think of what I want to say, then I'll come back to you.
Yeah, exactly. Are there any other practices that you do?
I'm trying to help
people starting out or that have busy lives.
Yeah, it's driving your car without the radio. Driving your car without a radio, without the podcast, because most people, or even like if you're in London commuting back and forth, or if you're driving in your car, whatever form of transport you're on, don't have any external things coming in. And just, I know it sounds boring, because it's like, how am I going to do this half an hour car journey in silence? Oh my God, it will be the best thing you do, because the when everything else is shut off, it sounds stupid, but you get all the information from everything, from like source, from divine. You are connected to something else, because when you're so like listening to this podcast or listening to the radio or something like that, don't get me wrong, I'll have times of that where I just want to sit for 10 minutes and I want to listen to music and I just want to be in that moment. But majority of the time I'm like, no, I want to connect with the actual life force energy that is here and let that all come in. And I'm telling you, that won't come in if you've got all these external stimulations plugged in.
So with that, like if you're driving, does your brain go, oh, this is uncomfortable, I want to put the radio on?
My brain's like, Lauren, put radio one on. Put radio one on.
So how are you connecting? Do you just keep going until you get past
Or what I do is I'll focus on my breath. Or what I'll do is I'll focus on what I'm looking at, driving at. Like I'll be driving what I'm driving at. The kids across the road. No, but like I'll be focused on what I'm driving at and just be like, notice things and be like, oh, okay, she's wearing a red dress. That's cool. Next thing. Okay, I'm going to take this corner. And everything that you once did on autopilot now becomes like fun and a game, because you're like, oh gosh, life, like it's just fresh. And I mean, it takes a while because it is boring. Like even walking now, because obviously we don't drive here apart from our scooter. But when I go on walks, it's like, okay, I'm going to actually take in the presence of these workers working around us and these kids playing and things. Whereas if I have my headphones in, I'll be in my own world and just completely ignore all of that. And I love seeing those kids like playing with their little like water guns and stuff over there. And it's just, yeah, you just see more of life.
Yeah, no, that's really, I think that's really helpful for people.
Mm.
And I think as well, you can do, I think it might be Jay Shetty who said this, I'm not sure, but you can sort of, any environment you're in, so this is a good one for the tube, it's like, name five things you can see, four things you can
hear,
three things you can
feel. Google it, because don't take our word for it. It's like five things you can see, touch, hear, feel, and it just brings you back to your presence rather than being elsewhere.
And I used to, I'll be honest, like a few years ago, if I was watching this podcast and people were saying this, I'd be like, what?
They live such boring lives.
Yeah, but sit on the tube and think, see this suit, what?
Yeah.
But if you let those thought patterns, if you can just quiet those as much as possible and commit to it as an experiment,
A week. Try a week.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, try a week without doing that.
Or try it from one tube stop to the next. Just try one tube stop. Can I just be present? And then maybe if you do that well, try again the next one. And you can just build it up. If you're struggling with it, it doesn't mean you can't do it. It just means it's going to take a bit more time.
Find the balance. Like, if you don't want to do it all the time, like you say, do it from one tube stop, like, and then for the next one, listen to music, and then for the try, that is everywhere. And then for the next one, like, go back to the presence and meditation. And also, there's something very interesting, like, about it, creativity and stuff, that's when your creative impulses will come through. It won't come in, like, when you're listening to music, blah, 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 you're kind of elsewhere, but when you're still with something, you'll receive messages and you'll receive, like, downloads and just things that you've never thought of before, and you're like, where is this from? And it might say, like, I don't know, say you've always wanted to start, like, a cookery business or something, or there's something, like, nagging at you. You'll get the ideas of how to do that. It sounds so weird and so trippy, but it's so... Haven't you found that so true? You get those ideas when you're in silence.
Yeah, yeah, you create that space for yourself. There's so much stimuli everywhere.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
In everyday life, there's things to be distracted by everywhere. Like, we've got adverts, we've got billboards, we've got everything trying to take our attention, trying to fight for our attention. So it's really hard to strip away from that and create the space. Like, it's obviously easier for us to do this here, but it doesn't mean, you know, we were practicing this in the UK and in London and in all these places.
Yeah, you see, like, McDonald's advert down the tube or something.
Yeah, and you can do it, you can, but it's just about committing to it little by little, and you should start to see the rewards of it.
See the benefits that it will give you. And one thing I think as well we could finish off of, which you're quite good at, is journaling as a practice.
Journaling is... I used to try and keep a diary, and my granny has kept a diary every day for like 40 years. And
40 years?
Yeah, it's insane. But she's really committed to it, and I really wanted to do that.
Yeah.
But I could not keep a diary for the life of me. I just couldn't. I'd miss a day, I'd miss this.
Yeah, and then you're like, I've missed one day, I've got to miss
it. Yeah, screw it. But with The Artist Way, we did this book, and it talked about morning pages, which is basically just 3 pages of a stream of consciousness. So as soon as you wake up in the morning, you just start writing, and you don't stop till you're at 3 pages. And you can literally write, I don't know what to write, I don't know what to write, I don't know, until something comes
up.
It doesn't matter what you write, like, there's not a right or a wrong, no one's going to read it.
You know. I hope no one reads my morning pages. Nobody wants to read my book.
Why are they bad?
They're not bad, but they're just weird.
Yeah.
I'll just wake up in the morning. They've changed my life. You're so right. Morning pages have completely changed my life.
Mm.
But they'll just wake up and it's like a new version of me takes over this page and is like,
yeah.
I don't even know what I thought, but I'm like, so I was thinking about this in like 15 years ago and da 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 da. And like, if anyone was to read that, they'd be like, this girl, like, what is going on in her mind?
Yeah.
You're so right.
Mm.
They just give you that space to basically word vomit on the page in the morning.
Mm. And that can help doing that before you try to meditate, because if you've got all of the things in your head out and then you start to get quiet with yourself and meditate, it's almost like you've done your thinking. Now it's time to just be and like be present.
Yeah.
Again, it's if you can carve out a bit of space to do this, the pages take, depends how big the pages are.
Yeah.
But you can do it for like 15, 20 minutes and then meditate for 10 minutes and that's half an hour.
And you found that word vomit goes onto the page first thing in the morning, and so you don't go into your day with that. Like you've already said, everything you need to, you know, if you're like writing a letter to someone or something, they say to like kind of clear your head, but you don't want to say it to the person, so you just want to write the letter and just write it down, and then it's like out of sight, out of mind.
Mm.
That's like with the morning pages, you put your vomit on the page in the morning, and then you don't, that's done. You don't need to like sort it out. Otherwise, I'd probably come to you in the morning and be like, Evie, like this in the morning, whereas no, I'm going to get it on the page and then go about the rest of my day.
Yeah, you can feel like you've done that, you've dealt with that, because you've acknowledged it, you've thought about it in the pages.
And I think you'd be surprised at the stuff that comes up as well.
Yeah, yeah,
just
definitely.
Creative impulses and things you realise and you're like, I didn't, God, wow, that's so interesting.
Mm. And it's creating that space for ideas to come in again, like you said.
Yeah, so it's all just little practices.
Yeah, they're all little things. Hopefully there's some things in there that you can start implementing or give a go, like try, because they've really helped us, haven't they?
Really, really helped us. Also, like spiritual music as well as one, like before you knock it before you try it, like just calm, like, music with no lyrics and things like that. My mum started me off on that before I was even, like, a meditator, spiritual at all. She'd send me to sleep with, because I used to really struggle to sleep, and she'd send me to sleep with, like, 528 hertz music or something, and just put it on a laptop in my room.
As a child.
And just send me to sleep with that. And she'd be like, try this, listen to it. And it's just, like, the sounds of, like, rivers and trees and nature and things. And So I listen to that now going to bed, and she does as well. There's been a few times that I come back from a night out or something back in the UK, and I come back upstairs at like 1 a.m. and I just hear this like spiritual music going on, and I'm like, oh, it's my mum, and she's fallen asleep with it, so I'll just go in there and like pop the laptop down or something, and it's so sweet.
That's lovely.
But yeah, so just like little practices you can do, just calm your mind.
Yeah, that's all these things can do for you, just start to bring a little bit more space in.
Yeah.
Because it's such a busy world that we live in.
Such an overwhelming world. Yeah. Like, where do you find the space?
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully that's helped, like you say, people who've got 9 to 5s, who've got 5 kids and can't need to run around. It's just, there's time and there's space. That time and that space that you spend on your phone, when you notice you're doing it, choose to do something else that we've talked about. Meditate, music, like gratitude, all these things.
Yeah, and different things can be your meditation. It's just about being present with whatever you're doing. So even if you're chopping up vegetables, it's just being present with that, and that can be your meditation. If that's
such a good idea. Don't listen to like Stephen Bartlett while you're chopping up vegetables or something. Listen to yourself and be present with that. They're all like gratitude, like chop up these carrots and be like, I'm so grateful to be chopping up these carrots like right now. I'm so grateful that I've got food on the table and things. You just look at life a bit lighter.
Definitely. So I hope you've enjoyed this little episode. Let us know what you think, if you did, and if you're whichever platform you're watching it on. If it's on YouTube, give it a subscribe, give it a like, comment.
Yeah, and if you do want a part two, because we've only just scraped the surface of like things you can do, do let us know, because we can go into a lot more deeper and heavier stuff.
There's lots to unpack.
But I think that's it for this episode. So we will see you all in the next one.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye bye.